This is Plantorama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. At long last, we can legitimately talk about lawn maintenance because spring is coming fairly soon. Joining us once more is turfgrass horticulturist Jared Hoyle of K-State Research and Extension for some things you can get after reasonably soon here without jumping the gun too much. In as far as our cool season grasses, what should homeowners be thinking about now in the early stages of management?
Well, right now, once we do warm up and the ground thaws out a little bit, speaking of compaction, if you do have some compacted areas, especially in heavy clay areas or areas that you may have done construction or you've had equipment drive over, it's a good time to go and aerify and try to decompact that soil. The temperatures will warm up. It'll help with root growth. And if you're doing anything else to the lawn, then it would just benefit that lawn getting air and water to it when we do receive rainfall.
All right. For those fighting broadleaf weeds in their lawns, for those especially who treated last fall, there may be escapes. Or for those who didn't treat last fall, you say it might be optimum to enact some broadleaf weed control here soon.
That's correct. So we really like to do our broadleaf post-emerge herbicide applications in the fall. We get really good control. But like anything else, it's not always perfect. There could be some escapes. We could have missed some spots if we spot sprayed in the fall, or if we didn't get an application out, or if it's a new property. Now is a better time than any other time with some of the cooler temperatures that, you know, not hot during the summer above 90. We can go out and spot spray those broadleaf weeds, try to get those out of there so then your turf is healthier and less competition coming through the springtime and the summer.
So what's likely to present itself here soon? Dandelions, for instance?
Dandelions, your winter broadleaf weeds will still be there. Sometimes at this point, you won't get as much control with the winter annual broadleaf weeds, but as soon as it warms up, they will go away. But dandelions is one of the major concerns that we look for at this time.
For those drier areas, and we do have some dry spots around Kansas, does one want to think about throwing a little water at that cool season turf?
That's correct. So depending on where you're located, you could be super saturated or you could be very dry. This time of year is a good time to start training your turf for the summertime heat. So if there is some dry areas, you can irrigate on warmer days when the soil temperatures warm up, and then that will really help that turf to get a jump start and be able to make it through the summertime. Now, try not to overwater or water too frequently. That'll promote just shallow root systems, and then that turf will consistently be wanting that amount of water through the summertime. So if we like the deep and infrequent, let it go until you maybe see some wilting, and then at that point, that's when you water, and then just let it go again until the wilting shows back up, instead of putting it on a schedule of a Monday, Wednesday, Friday type of thing.
All right. Well, then, at first signs of fescue or other cool season green up, fertilization, what is your thinking on that?
We really like fall fertilization when it comes to cool season grasses, especially tall fescue. If you follow the common recommendations, that late November application keeps that tissue green, more green throughout the wintertime, and then it's stored and ready to go as soon as it warms up. Maybe you miss that fertilization, or you can't help it and you got to get some or want to get some out there. It's not necessarily needed, but if you are going to put a fertilizer out, you want to put a pound of nitrogen, but you want to make sure it's a slow release. We don't want to give it too much top growth and not any root growth, because the soil temperatures are still cold, the air temperatures are warm. Where in fall, it's the opposite. The air temperatures are getting cooler, the soil temperatures are warm, so it's growing a very strong root system. And so over-fertilizing in the springtime can produce a flush of top growth, and we think that, you know, we're doing really well, but then we'll be struggling in the summertime. So if you are going to fertilize, make sure that you use 1 pound nitrogen per 1,000 square feet, and make sure it is definitely a slow-release source.
Well, with the weather changing soon, we will have you back with more regularity to talk about turfgrass management. Jared, thank you for coming over.
Thank you.
Turfgrass horticulturist Jared Hoyle of Kansas State University there. And Plantorama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.